Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perion, calling in from cold Colorado instead of warm Kauai, but that's okay. I'm really excited to be on the line here tonight. It's going to be a special call. We've got four-star crown and field advisory board member Sonia Magruder. I've got two-star crown and field advisory board member Dr. Dana McGrady. So it's the Magruder and McGrady program here tonight, and before I get to them, I heard people calling in from Colorado and Hawaii and California and Arkansas and Nevada and New Jersey and Florida and Canada and New Mexico and Kansas and Arizona and Virginia and Washington, New York, and all over. And I'm really, really glad that we have so many people on the line tonight, so many people engaged and excited about what's going to be happening here at Perion. And you know, I'm already looking forward to 2017, and so I wanted to start tonight's call by sharing, you know, one of the things that to me was special about our crown trip, and I know that Sonia and Dana are both going to talk a little bit about that in more length, but I'll tell you, one of the things that we did that was very, very special was that we had a little, I guess we'll call it a ceremony, we had a little time together as a group in which we reflected on 2016. And we took a rock, and we took that rock and we threw it into the lagoon, and we said 2016 ends tonight, and 2017 starts right now. And that I know that everybody on this line, if you're optimistic like me, always feel like the new year is going to be a better year, and the new year is going to bring more health and wellness and abundance and friendships and love and all of the things that are important to every human being. And I'm very, very optimistic about 2017 and very optimistic about our business going into 2017. And so we took those rocks, we threw them in a lagoon. And so for all of you on the line that weren't there on the trip, I hope that you do the same thing, whether physically or symbolically. I hope that beginning tonight that you reflect on your 2016, you know, really take in all of the good stuff that happened and all of the joys that came into your life, and to address and acknowledge all the challenges that occurred. That's all part of what makes us grow and how we get bigger and how we get better and how we become who we are. And take that and roll into 2017 with a lot of enthusiasm and excitement and momentum. So after we had that ceremony, I'll tell you what, you know, the level of fun that we had at Crown Trip was off the charts, and we had a business meeting as well. And so Sonia and Dana can't share all that occurred at the business meeting, but one of the key themes was social media and the idea of having consumer-facing social media and having a social media library. And I believe that many of you have heard, but some of you may not have heard, that we engaged a company, one of the top digital marketing firms in the country based in Chicago, called Social Media Beast. And I love that name, Social Media Beast, you know, be a beast. And, you know, we're going to go into beast mode with social media in a way that we've never done before. And from a corporate standpoint, you know, most of our social media activities have been inward facing, you know, a lot of announcements of conference calls and a lot of informational stuff and certainly some recognition, and all of that's important and we'll continue to do that. But, you know, the idea and the opportunity to be able to have some consumer facing social media and to have some consumer facing hashtags and a social media library that's really targeted at engaging people in social media, that's a different idea. And that's something that I'm so happy that David Sandoval and Amy Vanderhandy decided to invest in and made a conscious decision to say, you know, this is one of the things we want to be better at. This is where the world is going, and we're going to take things to the next level, and invested in that. And so, you know, we had a really exciting time, and over the next few weeks, we're not going to lay everything out here tonight, but over the next few weeks, we're certainly going to talk about social media and start to unveil the social media posts that will be available in your back office. We're going to be upgrading our phone app to make it easier to post on Facebook, and we'll be talking about more of that next week. And going to be doing some things differently here next year to attract, more people around resolution season than we ever have before, with a real focus on millennials as well. And I know that that's something that, we're seeing and learning more about is that, millennials are a driving force in our world today and a driving force in social media. And by providing more tools to you, it's going to give you an opportunity to engage people. So I'm going to jump in and out of this call, but, what I wanted to do was to turn it over to Sonia and Dr. Dana and to first talk about the Crown Trip, what they saw, what they heard, and maybe most importantly, what they felt and what their main takeaways were with the community in painting a vision. And then we'll jump into social media. But Sonia and Dr. Dana, thanks so much for being on the line, and would love for you to share your experience at Crown Trip for those who weren't there.
Thank you, David. So I'll go first, and then Dana will come in, and I know she'll add her perspective, which will be similar but maybe a little bit different from mine because she did some of the excursions that we didn't do. But anyway, I just wanted to say that, first of all, this trip and the place, the location that it was at, was one of the most beautiful places, most breathtaking places I've ever seen in my life. It was in Kauai, in Hawaii, so the island of Kauai, and it was just, people say it's paradise, it really is. Absolutely gorgeous. Dave and Amy are extremely generous. There was no expense spared. It was a 5-star resort. Just a place to totally unwind and relax, even though we had the business meeting, which I loved. That's kind of a highlight for me. I love that business meeting because it really, gears us up for what's coming and gives us some insight into what we're going to have coming soon for 2017. So that was really exciting. But, I mean, we felt so pampered. Our Crown team that was there and, we call them our Crown siblings, are just the most amazing community of people, the quality of people, just like-minded, giving, caring people. And they use the word in Hawaii, ohana, for family, and it really did feel, and it always does on these Crown trips, it always feels like we're with family because that is our family, our Purim ohana, Purim family. And, I mean, there were kids there. Our new Crown was there. Sarah Rhinelander with her beautiful children. Rachel had her kids there. Just the whole atmosphere and environment was so welcoming and so, geared to family, like that whole theme of family, whether it was your real family or your Purim family. So it was just amazing. And, I mentioned the excursions. Dana will probably give some highlights of those because I know she had a blast, and I know everyone that went on those had a blast. We didn't do it. We chose to do the spa. That's how generous Dave and Amy are. They give us vouchers for the spa, so we had spa days. And, just completely unwound. But the one thing, I guess, that always is a takeaway for me on every Crown trip, ever since the first Crown trip, the very first one in Dove Mountain, the one thing I always leave with is I want more of our team members to experience this because it's an experience that is unparalleled. First of all, the feeling of appreciation that you get from Purim and everything they give us, but just that being that whole environment and community. So that's what I always leave with is that motivation that I want to see who really wants to raise their hand and really wants to run and get to this Crown rank. It can be done within a year if someone really makes that decision and is willing to put the effort in. And now with what Purim is giving us, I was so excited coming out of convention with what we got, the tools that we got coming out of convention. Now this on top of it, there's no way that we can't succeed. And I know over the last 30 months, we've had incredible growth. We've had unbelievable growth the last 30 months. But now, we're saying we're going to go big in 2017 or 2017. And we're ready to do it, and we're ready to get as many people to run with us to do that and make this Purim Ohana even bigger than it is. And that was the feeling that I left with is a mission. We're on this mission that Dave and Amy started, but a mission to get more of our team members to lock arms with us and get there because the more that do, that means the more people are getting better. We're helping people feel better, and we're helping people improve their financial situation, not by the hundreds, but by the thousands. So those were my main takeaways and highlights. I absolutely loved it. Dana, I saw pictures of you with mud on your face, and you guys just having so much fun. So go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave you hanging
there. No, that's okay. I will just add on, because Sonia really created the atmosphere. For me, when David Litt was saying a little bit ago about us taking the rocks, you know, the crowns taking the rocks and throwing them in the lake and basically wiping away the slate of 2016 and moving on for bigger and better things in the future, that gave me goosebumps. I don't know about you guys, but I think it's very symbolic for all of us. You know, what do we want to achieve in the next year? And are we going to be willing to put in the effort and the work to go for it? Because it's right there for the taking. So who wants it? It's basically just raise your hand and decide to go all in, because we're going all in. So we're just saying, who wants to go with us? So the crown trip was amazing for that, because it really solidified in my heart about where I'm going and who I want to help bring with me, you know, and who wants to go with me. You know, I'll work with the willing. So Sonia also has a lot that she's going to be working with too. So the crown trip was fun. You know, I'm a yellow in the color code, so I thrive on fun. And that was what we had with the excursions. We felt like little kids. We had a catamaran boat ride where we got to actually see humpback whales, and we got to see, you know, dolphins, and the dolphins were actually swimming with those that were snorkeling. And for me, it was so funny because I was up on the boat, and I was not going to go in the water at all. Like, I was not going to go in, and I just felt like, you know, relaxing, and then everyone's in the water. I'm watching and laughing with everyone. And then I see that a big, huge group of like 30 dolphins, bottlenose dolphins, are coming over towards the group. And the guy that's on the boat says, do you want to go swim with the dolphins? And I said, oh my gosh, like, should I go in? And he goes, well, I don't know. You know, I don't know if you have that opportunity to swim with dolphins every day. And he was obviously being sarcastic, and I said, what should I do? And he goes, I would put your mask on right now and run and jump over the edge, like, as fast as you can. And I can honestly tell you, I've never put my mask on and my snorkel on and jumped into the water as fast as I did. I literally was, like, running as fast as I could to get, and then swimming, like, my heart out, when, like, 5 minutes before, I didn't even want to get in the water. It was a little too chilly for me, right? So that, to me, was so funny, because that's how we are when we're running after that big rank, right? So when something is that appealing to us, we'll go for it. And to me, it was like the biggest thing for me, is that I suddenly, there was nothing that could stop me from running and jumping in that water and swimming my heart out to get to those dolphins. So that's how we all have to be when we're running for a crown rank. And the training that we're going to do tonight on social media, and I'm going to invite Sonia back on, is going to teach you guys what you can do to go big. Like, how can you really make waves? How can you really make that effort and get there? Something that can help make your growth a little bit easier. So, Sonia?
Yes, I'm here. So, okay. So I'm going to talk a little bit just in general about social media, and then Dana's going to get back on and do a little bit more targeted, specific training. We're going to do that together, about the Facebook Live events that we've been doing that have created so much excitement, energy, and volume in our back office, like actually shown huge results in a short period of time. So we're going to do that. But just generally social media, you know, we came out in August out of convention with the social media guide. So if you don't have that, you definitely want to get that. And that's just a really good social media 101 general guide of what to do, what not to do, how to bring value on your social media posts, being positive all the time, not being controversial, giving 90% of the time, bringing value 90% of the time, letting people have a glimpse into your life, and then 10% of the time is when you can drop in those money shots, or, you know, your before and after, drop in what you're doing as far as with Purium. So you've got people following you, watching you, interested in you, and not feeling like they're watching a nonstop commercial, and then the 10% of the time you're going to just drop that in there because now they're already engaged with you. So the social media guide is awesome for giving you even more detailed direction on how to do that. And it came from people in our company who have been very, very successful in using social media and leveraging it, like Marina Simone and Rachel and Richard and Donna Griffin, Eddie Mentori, several people that were polled, and it all was curated for this guide from the best of the best because they've actually enrolled people and had great results from social media, leveraging their social media. The other thing is what David said about social media beasts. That is so exciting that we have that because, you know, it is resolution season. People are going to want to lose weight, feel better, eat healthier, get caught up on their finances, get out of debt. That's the time where they make these decisions. So we're going to have these very professional, amazing, strategic posts that are provided and for us and produced by this company that has done social media for, like, Fortune 500 companies and other network marketing companies. So it's so amazing that Dave and Amy have made that investment for us. So we're going to have a ton of people in our company using these posts to create this branding and traction. With that many people doing that and using them strategically, we're really, really going to get traction. And that is the time, you know, where it's prime time to be using that resolution season beginning of January. But the key is to really start now in December because we don't want to be standing at the starting line. We want to be running into it. So the key is right now not losing any ground and getting people on board with us that we can run with starting in January using these tools. So, Dana, you can go ahead if you want to talk a little bit more about the Facebook Live events, and then I'll come in at the end on the inviting part. Or do you want – I guess I should do the inviting part first. That makes more sense.
Yeah, do that first.
Okay, listen, we've been traveling since last night, so we've been up for almost 24 hours. So cut us a little slack. It's been a long trip coming back from Hawaii, but it was fun. So, okay, with the Facebook Live events, what's really important, the first phase of it, is the inviting. So Dana will go into all the details on how the event works and all of that, but you'll have this event set up as a Facebook event. And one thing that I find is I'll go on my Facebook sometimes and I'll see I've been invited to 50 events, and I have no idea what they are. People have just stuck me in these events, and I don't even notice them. Sometimes I notice them a month later and they're over. So we don't want to spam people, as in just creating an event and just putting everybody on your friends list in this event. That doesn't work. Just like if we were doing a live event, a live, you know, in-person event, we know that just setting up a Facebook event or just, you know, spamming people, say, through email or texting, whatever, usually doesn't work. It's that personal touch. So we have to invite with really focused energy and with intention and make it personal. And we did an event on Black Friday, and I remember Dana and I talking about this and saying we've got to really funnel the energy into the inviting and call people up. Some people are texting people, so that's okay. You know, I did for some of the people on my team who weren't sure what to say, I made a text that they could cut and paste and send out, but it was always a personal invitation before putting them in the group. And you want to get that energy behind inviting because you want to fill up this event just like you would fill the seats at a in-person event. You want to fill this event up because the more people that attend, the more excitement and buzz you're going to have around it. So no spamming. Make it personal. What's the benefit for them to attend? You know, let them know. Let them hear the excitement either through your text or your voice, why they want to attend this event and how it's going to benefit them and how fun it's going to be. And there's going to be prizes and they're going to hear about these products that maybe they've been curious about or maybe they've watched a video, but they haven't made a decision yet. And we invite prospects. We invite customers to show our appreciation for them. Not necessarily customers that are, you know, these are people that are just customers. They're not building the business, but we absolutely want to invite them. We invite people in our back office who maybe haven't ordered in a while and they might have just kind of dropped off for whatever reason. And all of our distributors are invited. So we invite everybody. And what I've found as far as the ratio on the show-up rate is, or the attendance rate, is about 10%. So we invited 2,700 people, and we had about 270 actual attendees in our Facebook Live event. And out of that, we came out with, after it was over, within a few hours, about 7,000 in group volume. 7,000 BV was added from this event. So I'll turn it over to Dana so she can go into a little more detail on the mechanics and how that worked.
So basically what I think of when I see, when I hear about this type of event happening, and if it starts to happen company-wide, if we all decide to link arms and go big with these social media events, then it can be big, massive growth for our whole company, for Purium. I mean, really put Purium on the map. So if we have a big vision for 2017, if you have a big vision for yourself and the growth that you want for your team, then this is something you really want to think serious about incorporating into your business. And it's something doable. You know, we made a simple flyer. We put a few incentives on the table. People love, you know, a bottle of apothecary goes a far way. And so a few incentives to give people an incentive to be there, right? And then creating that buzz and that excitement, like Sonia said, when people, coaching people ahead of time to click going, when we talk to them, we invite them, and we say, please click going. If they click going, then not only is Facebook going to remind them a couple times about the event leading up to it, and then we'll remind them right when it's starting, but also the Facebook Live, when we do a Facebook Live on the event, at the time of the event, it will show up on their Facebook, right? First thing when they come on to Facebook. The other thing is, if we click going, if they click going, it shows up on their Facebook wall to their whole circle of influence, all of their Facebook friends. So just imagine that. If you have 270 people going to an event, it shows up in 270 different circles of influence. So if we're thinking bigger, if we're all deciding to really go big in 2017, this is a perfect way for us to go big company-wide. So here, I'll just give you a few things to think about before I turn it back over to David Litt. Facebook Live events are amazing. Why? Because you pick a date. You know, I personally believe if you're going to do a big event, do it once a month. There are smaller events that we will also be training on that Rachel and Marina have really been spearheading, the smaller events that they call live sampling parties. So those will also be training on, but those can you can do more often. But the big events like we did a Facebook Live healthy, fit, and fun party, and that those are more once a month because it's a big thing. So invite like it's a real event. Invite like you put down $300 to rent a hotel room. Create that buzz and excitement. Make sure people are all confirmed going. Make sure you're confirming with people and reminding them just like as if they were showing up at your hotel, even though they don't have to get out of their jammies in order to watch, you know, be a part of the event. People realize that when that's the case, when they see, 250 people confirmed and they go on the page, they realize they're a part of something special. And I think every single one of you listening right now can agree that we are all part of something special. You know, we are joining, linking arms on this mission. We're changing the world. So we really want other people to feel that magic around them also. The other thing I really David.
No, go ahead.
Come on.
Sorry.
The last thing I was going to say is, just like I said with incentives, if you're doing customer appreciation, sometimes customers really kind of fall through the cracks and they don't feel as special. But someone that's been ordering faithfully under you for a year, they deserve appreciation. We need to really love up on our customers and make them feel special. So definitely offer incentives for those customers also. So thank you so much, David, for having us on. And I'm going to turn it back over to David.
All right. Magruder and McGrady. Thanks so much for giving a great recap of the Crown trip, and I wanted to just add on one or two thoughts about that, and then a great overview on, you know, your success using those Facebook events. So, you know, as far as the Crown trip goes, you know, we're going to be sharing photos with all of you on our Flickr account, and I recommend that if you've got a vision for Purium being a part of your income or maybe a big part of your income in 2017, that you really take a look at those pictures, because they say a picture, you know, is worth a thousand words, and we've got some amazing, amazing pictures from all the different excursions we did and the events that we had and the times that we just had, you know, having fun and being together as a group and a community, and as Sonia said, an ohana. So I would love for you to just spend a little bit of time once we put that Flickr account up there to just imagine, you know, putting yourself and your family and you know, and maybe even some members of your team, you know, in that collective vision for yourself, so that you have that experience that Sonia and Dana just explained. It really is fun. The part about the social media, I'm going to give you one example of the type of interactive social posts that we're going to have that are so simple. And they're simple in retrospect, you know, but this is the sort of stuff that people who know what they're doing and how to do it, that's what they do for us. So Social Media Beast came up with a really, really simple post that is says something like the top four resolutions in 2017 will be losing weight, eating healthier, getting fit, or making money. And there's a little mini video that autoplays that gets your attention to see the post. And then it just asks the question, which one of these four is your 2017 resolution? And so you can imagine that people say weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, eating healthy, making money, eating healthy, getting fit, weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. And now you've got people who are raising their hands, reaching out and saying, I need your help, I need your help, I need your help, I need your help. And all you need to do then is send them a messenger and say, you know, I know how you can lose weight. I'm going to be doing this unbelievable group cleanse. Or I know how you can make money. Let me connect you with somebody in my upline that's making a lot of money with a program that I just joined. So, you know, this is how you engage people in social media, is to share something that's of relevance and to have them connect with it, and then to give them an opportunity where you can offer them a solution. And so you're going to see a whole bunch of generic, I'll call them generic, social media posts. Not that they're generic like they're not interesting. They're generic like they don't have the word Purium in them. And that social media library is going to be loaded up in your back office. It's going to be loaded up in the Purium phone app, and it's going to be loaded up as well, like throughout our own Facebook posting. And so we're going to be posting as we get these social media posts available. And then not only that, but we've got two campaigns, two different hashtags that we're going to be rolling out, one that's consumer-focused, one that's business-focused, and those hashtags are going to drive an entire campaign that you're going to learn more about next Tuesday and the Tuesday after. So please, please, please get more people onto these calls next week, and please, please, please start thinking about turning the page on 2016, looking forward to 2017, engaging people, not only in your current downline, but more importantly, ask people who's up to make a run, who's up for a resolution, who's up for losing weight, who's up for getting healthy, eating healthy, making money, getting fit, whatever it is, we're going to engage those people starting now because we just turned the page. So stay with us here. Take a look at the email blast. Take a look at the text messages. Take a look at the Purium Facebook page. Continue to join us on our conference calls, because we're going big in 2017. Big, big, big. That's the name of our convention. And throughout the year, we're going to be going big in 2017. And you're going to see some hashtags and some concepts and some you know, new media that we've never had before that's going to make it more fun and easier for you to get rolling. And the smart people, just like I believe it was Sonia saying, is they're going to get running right now, and I'm glad that you're on the line to get running. This call is recorded, and direct people to the recording, and be watching and listening for more information and more direction as to how you can get rolling here this month for next month. So thanks, Sonia. Thanks, Dr. Dana. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. David Sandoval, Purium Lifestyle Call, and Transformation Support Call as well. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.